Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about what we look for in a new hire employee. Hey, Jill.
Hi.
I bet we differ on this, like most of these shows.
I'm sure we do.
I think this is so important because, and I'll just be upfront about it, new hire employees have completely different skills and traits than really good Land Academy members, I think. But, you know, let's start with your top few traits.
Okay. What's funny is I think that I think that you're going to be surprised by mine. I'll just tell you. So I look for three things. And yes, I took notes again before this show, by the way.
Gosh.
I was here in my seat. Early in my seat, headphones on, ready to go, smile on my face. So, okay.
Sometimes working with Jill is like herding cats.
That is perfect. I would have to agree with you on that.
That's why you're so successful at the stuff that you're responsible for.
Herding cats. Oh, my goodness. You've never said that to me, and that's great. And
again, it's a compliment.
Thank you.
I mean, for the stuff, I'll tell you, there's been some rough, I'm going to tell the truth here. We've had some moments.
Yeah, you laugh about it now. You were laughing about it a while back.
We have had some moments in the office together, and it's all because of this I decided. You know, Jill and I have always wanted the same thing, always. Like long-term, short-term, I think really in the real root of it. But we go about it a little bit differently.
Right.
So once you got to stick with it and iron out those differences. And what ended up happening with you and I think this is so off topic in like the first 30 seconds. What ended up happening with you and I is I think we just took a look at the responsibilities that have to go on. Mm-hmm. And we gave the stuff to you that you shine at naturally.
Right.
And all the other stuff fell on me and I kind of delegate it when I need to and do the mm-hmm. stuff that I need to. And at that moment, it really seemed to work well.
Well, for me, it was not only dividing up the responsibilities, but leaving each other alone about them.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Knowing, I know the things you're good at. I have no business weighing in on it. None.
Yeah, just trust.
And letting it go.
I mean, you're great with, I can reel it off, but.
Thanks.
You're great with customers. You're any place that there's customer, any kind of contact, human contact, you're awesome at that.
Thank you.
I'm better at, never mind.
Okay. Well, here's an example. Here's one little thing too. Cause my office is open. There are people around. There's communication. Mm-hmm. There's laughing. There's things like that. Your office, very different.
Yeah.
There's loud music, not a lot of talking. and it's like a very,
there's a lot of equipment.
Secluded environment.
It is.
So
Jill has a wall of windows on a lake in Scottsdale.
Yes.
And it's all happy and bright. And I have like a soundstage.
You do.
It's all.
You're in the studio.
Dark. I mean, I could be on the lake too. In a beautiful executive office and all that. I don't want that.
Well, it would mess with your lighting.
I work in a hole.
You work in the studio and you're very happy about it. You made it. Yeah, we could have put you eight different places and you don't want it. Every time we talk about
really
it, you go, no.
I'm really happy with this. I've had a lot of offices and a lot of different careers and a lot of different positions. I love this office and it's probably the cheapest one I've ever had.
Well, and you're quiet. You're in a quiet, your office in particular, not your people. You're around the corner kind of hidden. And I know you like it like that.
Right.
There's not a lot of traffic and I know it's perfect for you. So back to what we were talking about.
Yeah, let's talk about the actual episode topic.
This comes up because I just had a I just had one of our members, I did a consulting with him on Friday. And this was one of the topics that we talked about, because he's like, he was asking me, when should I hire some help and how should I go about it? So, there's a couple ways to do it depending on your budget. You can do kind of freelance stuff, which I highly recommend because it's cheaper and you can do it by the project and as needed.
Yeah. Virtual assistant.
Mm-hmm. Things like that.
Topical virtual assistant.
Exactly. And then there's a time when you reach a point where you just need to help in office, you know, right there, because there's so much going on.
Yeah. There's two camps on that. You know, there's full-time help, and then you expect that person to be reasonably good at all these little silly things that we have to get done. You know, that's very different things, by the way, in our world.
That's true.
Not so much in just the land world, but yeah, or you can sub out all the little tasks to a virtual assistant. And in the end, which one do you prefer? I know which I think I know where this
is. You know, my perfect environment is when I have someone following me around with a clipboard, not kidding, and they are managing all the little details. They don't have to know them, but they make sure they're all getting done. They make sure this person's doing this and that person's doing that. That's my perfect.
Yeah, it might be our generation, Jill, because I agree with you.
Thanks.
But there's a lot of people that I think are a little bit younger than us that love to have these task specific things done overnight on the internet by someone, a lot of times in a different country. And there's a lot real high turnover with that. And there's still some stuff that I do, mm-hmm. some of this audio video stuff that I send out. But in general, I will take working with somebody on a long-term basis and teaching them, and I guess you call it seasoning them. Mm-hmm. We're closer on this than I thought.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we talked about the other day with one of our member was about, I really cautioned him to make sure that he's keeping the important things that he does best still on his plate and subbing out the little stuff, the little paperwork, the deeds, that stuff that's easy to sub out and it's not going to wreck your business.
Right.
Don't sub out answering the phones because that could wreck your business. So,
you know, now's a great time. I didn't even think about this to bring up this new little tiny side business thing that we started here. One of our people came to us and said, mm-hmm. We get a ton of questions from members who are buying and selling land. And they, after the fifth or sixth or some number of transactions under their belt, they're tired of doing deeds.
Yeah.
And there's a few other little things that it's just like, oh, I'm going to do this again. So, because it's not hard. It's just...
Yeah, it's time consuming.
It's very time consuming. You have to do it right or it's going to get kicked back.
Right.
So we're going to launch fairly quickly here. One of the people in our office is very interested in helping people do that for a certain amount per... Because we all do the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't it be great if you could just go to Land Academy and say, for a certain amount, let's say $50 or $100 a transaction, mm-hmm. you get, just like escrow, mm-hmm. you get all this stuff done and you hand me the deal back and it's done and recorded.
Yeah, that's going to pop up on our resources page at some point. Yeah. That's going
to
be available.
That's good.
That's what we're
going
to do.
That's a great place to put it, Jill.
That's what I told her. It's going to be on our resources page. I said, we'll advertise it for you. You won't have to. I mean, like, she's going to be... So inundated with customers.
We're
going to
lose
quickly.
Her. Have you thought about that? Lose her, but we're going to.
No, I'm going to make her hire help.
Oh, okay.
For home
little
company.
You've obviously thought this through.
I've
so
thought this all
I'm,
through.
I'm zipping it. I love when that happens.
Thank you. That's why I said you can hire your own help then for your own
See,
business.
This is a partnership. You got this all under control. You've thought it all out already.
Thank you.
I'm asking you questions. You're just reeling it off and pretty much saying with your eyes, you're saying, Steve, stay out of it. I know what I'm doing. And I love that. I can't describe how much I love it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So what do I personally look for in a new hire employee? I got three things that I wrote down before this. One is flexibility. Two is efficiency. Three is detail. So flexibility. We are constantly changing gears around here, and it's a lot of it because there's customers involved. There's shows and marketing involved. There's media, social media changes. There's even the paperwork. There's so many details that go on. There's so many parts of our business that you've got to be flexible and you can't get hung up on something. And by the way, the way that this county, even a little thing like the way the county does this might change. They now need this form, or the forms change. You can't get hung up on little things. Fees change, you know, all kinds of things. You've got to be flexible. Two, efficiency. I need a machine. I need someone that can get things into machine, because I'm not that great at it. So I trust my people to, I have told my employees to, here's what I need done. Why don't, this is what I got started. I know you're better at this than I am. Will you just figure it out and teach me and tell me what I need to know? Because it's just easier. Why is that funny?
No, it's great.
I mean,
well, we are different on this, and that's good.
Okay, that's my thing. And then number three is detail. I'm a stickler for that.
Nobody can debate that.
I'm a stickler for do it. Let's really, we're not going to be perfect. I get it. But let's try our best to do it right the first time and save ourselves a lot of time and energy cleaning up things and then just whipping through it.
Yeah.
That drives me crazy. So.
So I'm driven to drive. The decision for me to hire anybody or hire additional people comes very specifically from when I no longer want to do some stuff.
Oh.
So my thought process, the short version of it is, you come up with an idea, you try some stuff, you talk to some people, you check it out, you do it yourself for a while, you kind of perfect it.
Okay.
And then it's like, I'm over it. I conquered this. This is great. And now I need to bring somebody in and just, I have the system all in place and I just need an implementer.
Because you've got it up and rolling and you got it to where it needed to be, and then you're happy to hand it off.
Yeah, it's been that way. It was when I started a land business years and years and years ago, that was it. That was I was filling 8 hours with stuff that I should not have been doing any longer.
Did you get bored? Is that why?
Yeah, it's not boredom. It's just like, yeah, maybe it's boredom.
I was just kind of, do you like a new challenge? It's like, I figured it out. I conquered it. Now I wanted to conquer something else.
Well, you end up asking yourself this question, and you and I have had this conversation more than two times in the last week even. You know, I shouldn't be doing this. If I was doing this thing over here, doing this little offshoot startup thing of this, geez, so it comes down to money. Are you losing money or saving money by doing this this 8 hour stuff of tasks? I'm always losing money by doing stuff myself.
But part of that is, you and I know it's hard to find people sometimes.
That's the part of it I want to talk about.
Yeah, I'm struggling with that.
It's tough, man.
I reached a good example. I have an example. I'm trying to find someone to be a consultant who really knows the social media forwards, backwards, upside down. Yeah, I'm reaching out to my friends in LA. My friend who works for a huge marketing company who does stuff for like Lexus and those kind of things. And I'm like, okay, Katrina, there's got to be somebody in your office. Who can you hook me up with? And she's texting me back like, I can't think of anybody. Her husband's an attorney. They're both trying to think of somebody. I'm like, you guys really don't know somebody in your world. You know, movie producers in your world, and we can't come up with this.
Right.
So, yeah.
Finding people's tough. So that brings me back to this little side offshoot thing we're going to put on our resources page here very soon. About, you know, there's a very finite number of tasks that go on that our members accomplish, or they have to do it to succeed, and they're all the same. Mm-hmm. So now we're providing expert talent in those really niche specific areas for not a lot of money.
Right.
And it's going to get done right because we've done 15,000 deeds. So it's unusual, you know. But yeah, I mean, like, across the gamut of stuff that goes on here every day between Landstay and Land Academy, I mean, there's video production, audio production, there's deeds, there's title searches, there's, you know, it's a pretty wide array of talent.
It is.
So, I agree with you. And then think about if we approached trying to find somebody that could do all that, had all those talents, we'd never hire anybody. you have to teach somebody.
That's true. That's very true. It's hard sometimes. We have to be experts at a lot of things that that's the nature, I think, of being an entrepreneur. You have to be prepared for being out of your comfort zone often and learning things because there's no one else that can do it, period. That's right. So even as you're... just for someone who's thinking big picture, okay, I want to have my own, I'm a personal chef, let's just say, mm-hmm. and I want to have my own business and I want to do this and this and this and this with the meals. Okay. That's just the fact that you know how to cook and prepare all this great stuff. That's one small little piece. You got to know how to market it. By the way, you got to know how to set up your business. Do you know how to bill? Do you know what tax stuff's involved? I mean, there's right. so many.
And it's not going to work. You have to be a talented chef in the first place to design a great menu. That's where the talent is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe actually cooking the food, not so much. Once the chef says this is how you do it.
That's
and
right.
then the taxes and all that. You're dead mm-hmm. right, Jill. You got to leave that to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. But you still have to. But in the beginning, though, you may not be able to afford to do that. You're going to have to learn a lot of things on your own.
Can't give up, too.
You know,
I don't think it's the core business that stops most people from succeeding. I think it's all crap you just mentioned.
You know,
the legal piece, the accounting piece, the lack of funding. Big companies. I worked in a company one time. I worked next to this guy. His job was cash manager. That was it. I think they called him the treasurer, but that's all he did was manage cash flow because there was never any money.
Oh,
the company made a ton of money, but there's never any available money. A company from an accounting standpoint did dividends and paid shareholders and the whole thing. It was a publicly traded company. It did great, but it never had any cash. And so that was a full-time job for this guy, you know, getting lenders to fund this based on the collateral. And that's a lot of paperwork and mm-hmm. stuff. And, you know, that company would have died. That company would have died, you know, 2 weeks in.
Mm-hmm. Got to have that.
So we're a little off topic, I guess. But
I know. Well, what were you thinking big picture in this? Were you thinking is this just advice for our members? Advice for everybody?
Know. It's just fun to talk to you, Jill. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, thank you. No, I was just kind of wondering,
anything else to do today.
You know
today,
what's so funny?
I just decided to talk about this with you.
Sometimes when we sit down to do these podcasts, right? You and I start into a podcast and I make my notes and you have your notes. And then we go to the very end and we go, oh, that's really what I meant to say and I didn't say it. So I wanted to kind of say, is there a big picture goal that you had that you wanted to cover on this? Because you think about most of podcasts are yours. It's your topics.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm the sidekick. I'm the I don't know what I am. I'm the here. You're the. If you were Sonny and Cher, who would be? Sonny probably ran the show and Cher showed up.
You think? You're so dating yourself, by the way.
Okay. Well, no, I heard about this. I saw it. I didn't really watch Sonny and Cher growing up. I'm not that old, but I know I'm not. I didn't live under a rock. I know who that mm-hmm. is. So give me a modern day. Who's a modern day?
Modern day us?
Yeah.
Who's like famous?
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm trying to think.
Maybe our model's antiquated and there's no like.
Oh.
Man and woman who stand on a radio or on the show.
Isn't there any talk shows? Let me think. I think
maybe we're all backwards about this.
Maybe we're doing it wrong.
I think it's funny as hell. I mean, I like listening to two people go back and forth on radio shows and maybe we can bring it back.
Maybe we can. We could be the Steve and Jill show.
There's some radio personalities out there. It defies logic to me that they have any success at all. There are some radio shows. This is so far off topic now that now I like it. That's how it's come like full circle.
Yeah.
There are some people that have been on the radio for quite some time with incredibly famous, like famous millions and listeners a day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just them in a studio being angry. Or giving up sharing opinions. Or they spend 4 hours. The show's 4 hours long reading an article reading the New York Times or something and then screaming about politics and why this person picking on some people or leaders in the country. Or who the hell, first of all, drives around listening to this stuff for 4 hours straight? Some real angry people.
Well, you know what I was wondering too? So do those personalities... I imagine when they go home, there's like no talking. I'd be like talked out. Like I wouldn't want to hear anybody. I wouldn't want to talk to anything. I would have probably not even want to turn on the TV. I don't know.
Yeah.
I imagine that's not true, but that's how I think I would
right.
be. I'd be like, okay, don't nobody talk to me, please. So there's times I don't do it so much anymore. You know, this is interesting. But there was a time in my life where my this is way before we worked together and way before we had our companies together. When I was working other places, there was so much going on during the day. I would drive in silence to and from work because I didn't want any outside anything. I couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
It was just, I had to have that quiet time. I didn't turn on the radio. There was not even music in the background. We're talking silent.
Yeah. You know, we both are, we both have moments like that. Where I just have, we, you know, and yeah, you did have one this weekend. And I like that. I love it.
I did. We were having sushi and I said, I'm going to go do some stuff. And you're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, you know, I just kind of needed some, do a little break. I'll see you later. You know, and I appreciate that.
Six Steven, hours later.
You didn't forward me an email. You didn't.
This is, well, let me tell everybody what really happened. Oh, you're right. I didn't. Oh, we didn't talk.
No, you and left I think, me alone.
No,
great.
No, it was upset or anything. It was all.
No,
it was
just
very
like, tough. I just need some time.
And she came back with a bunch of, you know, you went shopping is what
I
happened.
Did.
So this is a typical Jill situation. What she said, what she really means is, I need 6 hours to go shopping.
No, so I needed a break, and that's what made me feel better. That's what it was. I did the good old fashioned retail therapy, and it worked awesome.
I mean, you weren't upset about anything. I think you were tired.
I was just mentally done, and I didn't want to go with a girlfriend. I needed to be by myself.
Working nuts, at work right now, launching these new products that our customers are asking for. It's not like we're making ourselves do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go nuts on the weekend. I'm just going to be straight with everyone. We do.
Yeah. I was going to repeat the saying that you were walking around with about how our Friday went.
What did I say?
I'm not going to say the. I said basically.
Oh, yeah.
Can I say it? I'm not going to say the D word. I'll say we had fun.
Yeah. I mean, Jill and I are experiencing a lot of real estate financial success right now. And I don't want to harp on this, and I'm not gloating. I'm just saying we are. And we're both extremely conservative. Like everything's paid for and all that from a mm-hmm. money standpoint. So we went a little nuts financially on Wednesday. We bought some shoes and a car and stuff.
Yeah.
Not a new car because I would never
buy a new car.
That, but yeah. So let's completely leave that at that.
Okay.
No, the things that to bring this back, but I just wrote down, we're going to do a whole show on what makes a good podcast.
Oh.
What, you know, I will bring it back to this new hire thing in a second. You know, how much do you think this whole show do people listen to this show to learn some stuff about land, or do they listen to it to be entertained by us? I think about this all the time. I don't think I've ever asked you this or really talked to anybody about it. And frankly, I don't know which one it should be. Or maybe
know.
It should just be both.
We do both. And I don't want to change both. I think it's good.
I think it's mostly entertainment.
You think?
It's sad for the listener, but yeah.
Well, I hear things though. People say, like, I love the eBay issue because they got stuff out of it. So I get little things like that. And that I get messages like on the iTunes stuff and and in my email.
Here's why I say that, because I look at the numbers with a microscope.
Oh.
You know, and I analyze them. There's spreadsheets of numbers with a podcast. So if you're listening to this on a podcast, not on the radio, with a podcast, it's you know, the computer's a two-way communication device. So it's extreme. The amount of data that I can get as a podcast host and owner is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Where people are listening to it, how long they're listening it, you know, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way that our numbers are as strong as they are, there's not that many people interested in land.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. I think.
Or even real estate.
You're right. You're right. I wonder how they found us. It's so interesting.
Well, I know that too. That's why I'm in this dark office by myself.
Oh, that's what you
I'm
do.
I'm sitting around I'm just kidding. Looking at review all this stuff.
Yes. Okay. Share with us.
Where do they find us? The vast majority of where they find us is through an organic search on iTunes. And then there's many, many, many actual apps that you can listen to, or, you know, just both on Android and on iPhone that are just a collection of different types of things. So a lot comes from that.
Got it.
So it, you know, I don't think they're hitting, most people are not hitting our website where all this stuff is too, and doing it that way.
It's true. We haven't talked about our website in episodes. It's kind of funny.
Right. Anyway, I think it's more entertainment than anything else. I hope it is. You know, who the hell, I listened to a couple podcasts recently, about real estate ones. One's very popular. And it's, I couldn't listen to it in 5 minutes.
Oh my goodness. Could you imagine if we just got up and just, oh, that would be funny. Had a scripted thing, nothing fun. Don't get off topic.
You know, when you're a kid and you went to your parents and asked for a question like, you know, hey, dad, I know you're thinking about buying a new car. You know, how are you going to make that decision? Can you imagine? But this is what, here's my impression of my dad answering that question. Well, son, you know that I have been a Chrysler buyer for most of, oh my God, dad, just answer the question.
Oh, it's funny.
And it would go into this 3-hour lecture, but I'm not busting my dad on my dad at all. He's probably listening to this actually. Well, he will now.
That's right.
It's just boring as hell, man. I don't want to lecture about Chrysler.
No.
It's like, yeah, I just want him to say, yeah, you know, this time I'm getting a convertible because it's more fun with your kids.
That's funny.
I hope that's how we come off. That's my reason in bringing this up. I hope I don't sound like someone's father saying you need to invest in real estate, you know?
Right.
I don't think we come off like that, do you?
No. No, and I've heard our members say that one of the things that why they're in our community is because they want the lifestyle that we have. What I think is we've actually done a little bit of the opposite, that we've had people that never would have even considered this as an income stream.
That's good.
Or anything like that. Seriously. They found us. We're like, you guys are over here making money, having a blast. What the heck are you doing? That you can afford to have this much fun and take and travel and do your work from anywhere. I've seen the opposite, and they would have never considered this.
Oh, because I get all the tech questions. You get
I get the
tech questions. You get the fun stuff.
I get the fun stuff. I've had people say, "I'm in this right now because I want the lifestyle."
Really? Seriously, they say it just like that.
Yes. So I have had people say, "We want your lifestyle."
Wow.
Yep. And there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. So I'm sure that there are people, we have listeners that are not considering this, but you could travel and you could still make money and you don't have to be at your office and you don't have to do this. And it's really not hard. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Well, and
that makes sense completely.
Uh-huh. It does. So there ties that together. What it doesn't tie together is this whole podcast episode, though.
I'm going to tie it together right now. So what I look for in a new hire, there's like, it's more, not even so much. The question that I ask is, you know, can you take direction? There are certain people that they just can't, they have problems with that. So if I say stack these three books on top of each other and let me know when you're done, that's what I expect. I don't expect to talk about it. Or, you know, get excessive amount of questions about it, you know, and it really seems very, very basic. There are a lot of people who have strong issues with that, and right. I don't have any patience for it. I don't need to tell you that, Jill.
You're right. Ooh, boy, I know that one. You know, let me tell you how I feel about this, though. The red book should be on the top.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think there should be a color scheme in this.
Oh.
Do you want the warms to go to cool or the cools to go to warm?
You got
then,
it.
You're
pushing my buttons
one's
right
heavy.
Now.
It might be off balance. I'd love to do that to you now.
I know.
Boy, it took me a while to learn how you roll. And I think there's another podcast because we work well together. Mm-hmm. This is so interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
There could be a whole show in this, by the way, but we work well together and we have the big picture same goals, but we are very different people on how to get there.
Right.
And we have really taken us, I'll say it, years to adapt to your way of doing business. And when I need to get out of your way and vice versa.
Right.
So.
Well said.
Thank you.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in land investment and in life. That went sideways, but I think we pulled it off.
I had so much fun doing this show. I am surprised. I can't wait to see the numbers, how many people listen to it and all the way through.
Right.
I hope they do, because that was really, that was fun and good information.
I wrote down, we're going to do a whole show here.
Okay.
Called What Makes a Good Podcast. You know, what I think does and what you think does, and I'm going to invite everyone to pipe in. Maybe I'll set up a separate email address for it.
That's a great
with a link
idea.
Right in there, because I would love to know, because we have a ton of listeners. We joke about having six listeners all the time,
right?
But I mean, this show was never supposed to be this long. It was never supposed to run this long. Jill and I started the show in a different form a long time ago to introduce a program that we were releasing, mm-hmm. an educational program, and it was so popular and it got so big so fast that you know, we must be doing something right.
Mm-hmm. It morphed into this show, and we see it morphing into other things.
And people have contacted us to do another show, the two of us, that's a little bit more mainstream with a topic that's a little bit more broad.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just say it, you know, a lot like a male and female real estate car talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're working on that.
Mm-hmm. It'll be fun.
You know. I would love for people to just type in and say, yeah, you know, the show's too long or it's too short, or leave her alone. Don't talk to her like that. Stop being abusive.
You know what, Steven? They already have that right now because they can leave comments in iTunes.
Oh, right. Okay.
So I got to say, we already do have a bit of feedback.
And it's positive.
It is positive. I'm so proud. I hope it's not because we're giving away free property just for doing that. But you don't have you don't have to leave a positive remark.
If you leave leave some feedback in, if you rate the show in iTunes, and you get a free ebook, it registers you, which we give away every single. We give away free property every single month. So if you do those two things, you're in the database to win the property.
Yep. And I've got one I'm going to announce. Coming up soon.
Yeah. Hey, now let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.